Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, though, filling in for Andrew as he's out this week. It's 8:11 right there is the music for Gulf Breeze. We'll get to that in a second. I do want to answer a couple of texts. We were talking about how Canada, a mayor in Ontario, Canada, is saying he's going to take down all U.S. flags. I'm like, why would U.S. flags be in Canada anyway? It doesn't make any sense. And then somebody pointed out, in ice hockey venues that may be owned by the city, such as the Bay Center. A lot of ice hockey rinks around the country, our country, have Canadian flags up. They could have U.S. flag. That might be what they're referring to. Got another text also says, we just heard the report. Canada may call snap elections next month. Why would they do that? It's because their new prime minister, Mark Carney, who's just elected to replace Justin Trudeau, feels like he has the support right now. Basically, he wants snap elections because he wants to try to go get more people like him into office. This would be like Donald Trump winning an election and deciding right away he wants to have the midterm election so that he can get more Republicans to come in. Like if you have, or like it'd be better would have been to said Biden. Like when Biden won and it showed, hey, well, I'm kicking out the old guard. Let's go ahead and have another election because their elections are different than ours. They don't elect all the same people. So he's trying to get more people of his own party elected right away, taking momentum from his win. That's the sense of what that's about. All right. It is about 59 degrees here in the Pensacola area, 56 in Milton, and down at Gulf Breeze, it's 60 degrees. And speaking of Gulf Breeze, let's go over to the editor of the Gulf Breeze News, Lisa Newell. Lisa, how you doing today, and what do you got for us?
Good morning. Oh, my gosh. Well, we have got so much. You know, in Gulf Breeze, there are a lot of bears, probably more than in most of the other areas of this listening, your listening area. Gulf Breeze really has a lot of bears, and people are just sort of used to seeing bears in their yards, and they're kind of more of a nuisance than anything else. I don't think people are really terrified of bears. Of course, you want to keep your distance, but you know, interactions with bears that are negative are very rare. They do get in the garbage and things like that, but you know, we pretty much have learned how to accommodate that. Well, there was a meeting, the Florida Wildlife Commission had a meeting on March 13th to hear public comments about potential options for a regulated black bear hunting procedure. And they said, look, we're really not here to discuss whether or not we should be hunting bears. We're talking about proposals to do the bear hunt. But of course, everyone still says, you know, a lot of people do not believe there should be bear hunting for so many different reasons. And so there is a good story about that. And I know everyone has a different perspective. A lot of people believe that the bears should be relocated. A lot of people believe there should be some kind of a population control method. There's a lot of different ways to control it. But in general, the people that live in Gulf Breeze do see a lot of bears, and they have sort of gotten used to it. I remember being on the phone one time with a lady who said, what are my dogs barking at? Hold on, let me go see. And she came back and she said, oh, it was just a bear. Bears are in Gulf Breeze. So we're watching this very closely to see what happens with this proposed bear hunt.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys have a fun event coming up this weekend pertaining to the arts. Tell us about that.
Oh, absolutely. Gulf Breeze celebrates the arts this weekend. Going to be at the community center. Hopefully the weather is going to comply. I would love it if we could just get this weather all weekend long. That is such a wonderful event, an annual event where you can browse the most beautiful art, ceramics, paintings, jewelry. There's going to be entertainment. It is just a wonderful family-friendly event that you can go to and see some amazing talent. And this art show attracts people from all over the United States of America. And so it will be there. We have a guide inside the Gulf Breeze News this week. There will also be guides at the location. This year, they are saying we're hoping that the traffic is so much to the festival that they're going to have a trolley taking people from the Gulf Breeze High School parking lot to the place there on Shoreline Drive. So you just can park and ride to get over there and come back. So that'll be really convenient. That is the brand new thing that they've done this year. So looking forward to that. So please come out and go
real quick,
to the Gulf Breeze.
Lisa, we don't have a lot of time left here before I get. We don't have a lot of time left before traffic, but tell us. There's a couple things tonight that Gulf Breeze News is covering.
Yeah, tonight.
So give us a couple of those things real quick,
you know,
and we'll get to traffic.
Amy McGrath. She's a Marine pilot, jet pilot, who flew in combat. She's going to be here tonight. Veterans Town Hall at it's called the Improv, 375 North Pace Boulevard tonight. That's going to be happening. Also, Gulf Breeze Historical Society is going to have a wonderful presentation tonight about what is the UWS Historic Trust. So those two things are happening. Also, lots of other things inside Gulf Breeze News. Splash Magazine coming out for April. Please give us a call if we can help you in any way. If you have an event or something else you want to make sure that we know about, give us a call.
All right. Thank you very much, Lisa. Lisa from the Gulf Breeze News. Of course, you can pick that up online. You can also pick it up at stores near you. Thank you very much. Let's get traffic on the fives with John Pickens. John.
That's right. Not seeing any accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are actually flowing very smoothly. No delays either, which is good news. I'm seeing Highway 90s flowing and 98. They all look good this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right, so a couple other stories here for you. Trump is one of the big stories that Fox News covered right there. We just heard was that Trump is signing an executive order today that will get rid of the Department of Education. It will dismantle the Department of Education. Fox News focused on the fact that he can't get rid of the Department of Education. Only Congress can do that. They have to sign a bill to get rid of it. That's why I wanted to clarify. He's not getting rid of the Department of Education. He's dismantling the Department of Education. The Department of Education is under it's a cabinet agency, which means it's under the executive branch to run and guide it, which also means it's up to the executive branch to hire and fire, which also means it's up to the executive branch whether there's any employees at all. So technically, you could have a Department of Education in complete existence that does absolutely nothing and has no employees. I mean, that's what it comes down to. And so, sure, Congress may not dismantle the Department of Education or may not abolish the Department of Education, but it may not ever do anything. So here's the breakdown of Department of Education real quick. In 1867, President Andrew Johnson signed legislation decreeing the Department of Education to collect information about schools. However, just a year later, over concerns about federal control over education and taking over states' rights, the Department of Education was demoted to Office of Education, and it was placed under the Department of Interior. And it kind of stayed that way, being essentially non-effective, non-essential, and just collecting information about schools for the next 100 years. Then in 1979, Congress passed the Department of Education Organization Act, which was created by Orrin Hatch, Senator Orrin Hatch, a Republican, and that established the modern U.S. Department of Education as a cabinet-level agency. Then a year later, its idea was to supplement state education efforts and then coordinate federal activities. Over the next 20 years, instead of supplementing the states, it became the guide for the states and do as we say in a top-down type of situation. And that's why there's been a lot of controversy about the Department of Education for years. Trump, and now there's been a big push as well as they put it back to states' rights, school choice, things like this. So instead of just going, well, let's try to fight against the Department of Education, let's just dismantle it. That's what they're doing. Let's just not have employees. Last week alone, the Department of Education announced that they're laying off half of their staff anyway. And now Trump's kind of finalizing it with an executive order today to finalize the dismantling. It's not going to happen overnight, you know, but it'll be steadily going. Now, when it comes to state education here in our state of Florida, we're in the middle of our Florida legislative session, and one of the bills that was just introduced in the House by Republican Susan Valdez is a bill that they're calling a life skills education bill. Smart Living Act. She explains that this expands our current education requirements. For kids to graduate, they have to have a financial literacy course. This bill will expand it so that they have other practical subjects necessary to being an adult. So, like, okay. And I was like what? I'm thinking. I'm like how to break up with your ex? Don't do it through text. I don't know what are some practical, life skills that kids need to know today? You know, how to restart your Roku? Like, what are the practical skills that you need for adulting?
You know what? Let's practice cursive first. Let's get that in there back into our curriculum.
Who needs to write cursive anymore, though?
I know, but still.
I never write cursive on my laptop or on my phone.
Well, you got a point there.
Now, if you want to tell me they have to take typing classes, I'll be on a board 100%. But you tell me you're going to have cursive, I'm like, why? So they can be creative drawers? No, thank you. I need them to know how to type. I need to know how to type fast if I'm hiring somebody. I mean, goodness gracious.
I mean, they all play Roblox anyway, so they're like,
boo. For an interview, and I actually had them type. I needed to type, and they started pecking at the keyboard, and I was like, I didn't have to tell them, but they already failed. As soon as you start pecking, they're like, you're out of here. I'm not hiring you.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that.
There it is with me. And if you can peck at 75 words a minute, then okay. But that's not usually the case. So,
voice of text.
So this is what she explains is in this life skills course. It's none of the stuff I just mentioned. It's simple things like writing and signing checks. Okay, no, I'm against this bill 100%. I'm against the bill 100%. Do you know how you sign a check today or write a check today? You go to your online bill pay and you say, I want to pay this vendor and I want the check to go out on this date, and you do that. So unless you're teaching them that, then this is a wasted course and you are stuck in the 1980s and need to get with today's life skills as an adult, not yesterday's life skills as an adult. What is wrong with politicians? Why are they so dumb? We don't need those things. Will you need to understand how to balance a checkbook? Okay. Yes. We definitely need some financial literacy skills with that stuff. Like maybe not go and rack up thousands and thousands of dollars of student loans so you can go get a job that pays $25,000 a year. That might be beneficial. So I'm just like, here's the thing. I don't trust our politicians to know the right life skills to tell our kids that they need to learn. That's what it comes down to. It's like, I don't trust you guys to have the right life skills. Oh, boy. All right. See here. Without cursive writing, how are you going to sign any documents? I have not signed a document in at least 10 years. Not with my hand. I e-sign literally everything. And I have, and I actually did a digital cursive on my computer, and I saved my signature on my computer. And so sometimes when they don't allow e-signature, I still just upload the document, and then I just put my digital cursive signature that I wrote 10 years ago.
Bobby the Rebel. Rebel Bobby.
Just get with the times, man. Stop doing stuff the old way.
Rossi bots. Like, roll out.
I'm just not going to teach. What I'm saying is you and I can write cursive. That's right. Fine. But let's not teach our kids how to do things backwards. Let's teach them how to type. Let's teach them how to use digital documents. Let's teach them how to do these things. And ESP comes and knocks out all of our computers for all the rest of eternity. Then we can worry about trying to teach them cursive again.
Oh, okay. I got you. I see your point. I see your point.
We're not going that direction. We need to teach our kids how to use AI to write our signatures for us. That's what we're going to.
True.
You're not going to be writing anything in 10 years from now. No. AI is going to be doing it all. So let's get them on here. What they got to learn stuff. Now, what I would agree is let's teach them some skills that they're not going to learn, like gardening, like how to use certain tools and stuff like this, because people are going to be sitting on their hands doing it because AI is going to take all the computer jobs pretty soon. So we're going to have to start learning how to do things physically again.
Oh, boy.
Just say it. Yeah.
You don't want to see my fixes.
But then nobody will be able to play the check writing game on the Price is Right game. That's true.
That is true.
It would be very disastrous. that game will go away. You've never worked a job where computers went down for 24 hours or longer. Everything goes back to paper. I'm speaking of a hospital. You're not everybody. Oh, I know. And hey, at the radio station? I've been here where the power goes out.
Yes.
And guess what? Radio stations cannot function without this, but it doesn't take forever. And people can sign stuff. They can sign hospital paperwork without writing in cursive. And especially these kids today, by the time they're older, it's not gonna shut down society if kids don't know how to write in cursive. It will shut down society if they don't know how to type. I'm just saying. When I sign a receipt, it looks like Trump's signature. yeah.
Okay.
Others are just like lines. You just write a line.
Exactly.
I, for one, welcome our AI overlords. Oh, my gosh. Father, you're a mess. I know. I am a little bit of a mess. I'm not going to lie. If parents would teach life skills, the schools don't need to. A lot of people these days don't know about taxes. You know, take care of the house, gardening, things like that. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Taxes, gardening, that kind of stuff. And, yes, I agree. If parents would teach them, but now both parents are working so much, they're so exhausted. By the time they come home, they're just like, I don't want to teach you anything. Let's just play a game or watch movies. You know, it's just... it used to be where, yes, you could have one parent at home and one parent's working, and they still have enough money to go on vacation and to have savings saved up for college and save them for retirement. It's not like that anymore. So it's pretty rough. So, all right, it's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay and Bobby Ross. Let's get traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are actually flowing very smoothly this morning. No delays coming from Highway 90 or 98, both in east and west directions. Other than that, traffic is good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. When
Sorry.
You buy a Subaru, you're buying more than a vehicle. You're buying an investment that holds its value and something that will last a long, long time. In fact, according to Experian Automotive, 96% of Subaru Crosstrek and Forester vehicles sold in the last 10 years are still on the road today. And during the Subaru Lot to Love event, you can get 2.9 for 48 months on 2024 Crosstrek models. Or get 1.9% APR financing for 72 months on 2024 Forester Wilderness models. No matter which one you choose, both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence on the road ahead. Love begins with trust, and you're going to love the trustworthy Crosstrek and Forester Wilderness from Anderson Subaru. Highway 29, just north of Car City. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Longevity based on Experian Automotive vehicles in operation versus total new registrations for model year 2014 through 2023 as of December 2023.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The 6th annual Axles for Alzheimer's and Kids All-Wheel Show benefiting the Alzheimer's Association and the Gulf Coast Kids House is Saturday at Marcus Point Baptist Church. See Axles for Alzheimer's on Facebook for more. The inaugural Wine on the Water Food and Wine Festival is Saturday at Maritime Park benefiting Sacred Heart Foundation. For tickets and info, see givesacredheart.org. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Join Ballet Pensacola today at 9 a.m. on Pep Talk. For the first time in Ballet Pensacola's history, they're bringing Don Quixote to the stage at the center, March 28th through 30th and the following weekend. Find out about this lively and timeless tale of romance, chivalry, and adventure. Text or call in your questions for Sarah, Debbie, and the dancers to 850-437-1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
This speech is my recital. I think it's very vital to rock
around.
That's right.
On top.
It's tricky. It's tough. Right. Here we go. It's tricky to rock around. To rock around. That's right. On time. It's tricky. It's tricky. Tricky.
With Andy McKay, I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. Real quick, we're just talking about AI, you know, AI overlords. AI in the courts, a U.S. appeals court rejected copyrights for AI-generated art lacking a human creator. This is becoming a more and more controversial thing. Some people are creating AI art, and they're trying to sell it and trying to say, that's my art. Nobody else can use that. And if somebody uses my image that I created in AI without my permission, I get to sue them. And U.S. Appeals Court says no. creators are saying, but it's my mind. It was my idea to create the prompts that created this image. So I should get credit for it, be able to get paid for it. I don't think this battle's done yet.
I'm Therese Crowley. First day of spring cleaning at the White House. President Trump expected to sign an executive order to dismantle the Department of Education and send the funding to the states. The president's job approval matches his all-time high in the latest Fox News poll. 9 in 10 Republicans approve, 9 in 10 Democrats don't. Like Boston Mayor Michelle Wu with her State of the City Sanctuary City defense.
We stand with immigrants. You belong here. Somos una ciudad de inmigrantes. Boston doesn't back down.
And President Trump not backing down on criminal migrant deportations, though no new flights to El Salvador are planned, as a federal judge awaits answers on whether Trump intentionally flouted his order to turn weekend flights around. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got sunshine. Beautiful morning. It's 60 degrees in Pensacola. The city council preparing for a vote on the full lease agreement for a new proposed hotel at Community Maritime Park. Mayor D.C. Reeves says the city is now close to finalizing a deal with Valencia Development for a hotel on lot number 7 at Community Maritime Park, which the company has held the lease for since 2020. The council will be asked to approve an 8th extension of the lease option next week, and then that'll make way for the anticipated vote on the deal, which Mayor Reeves expressed confidence that will be completed before the current deadline of March 30th. A Pensacola man in jail on a third offense DUI charge after crashing into a PPD cruiser yesterday. FHP says PPD was setting up a perimeter to search for a stolen vehicle. This was late on Tuesday night when a Dodge truck crashed into the back of a police cruiser. The officer inside suffered minor injuries but is expected to be okay and is doing well now. Troopers say the truck fled the scene and was stopped a few blocks away. The driver identified as 48-year-old Wendell Snow. Police say he was heavily intoxicated and charged with a third offense, DUI, and hit and run. Now, you've probably seen a viral video of several women fighting over a parking space on Pensacola Beach this week.
Come on. You know, it's a parking space, and it's not worth fighting over. Certainly not worth going to jail over.
Sheriff Chip Simmons, he tells News Radio deputies were there when it happened. 18-year-old Victoria Posey and 20-year-old Alana Hills have both been charged with battery in the case. Florida lawmakers' efforts to stop squatters could become law soon. Republican State Senator Ana Rodriguez sponsored a bill that unanimously passed the Senate yesterday. SB 322 is designed to make it easier for landlords to evict squatters from commercial properties. The bill exposes squatters to criminal penalties, a similar bill now working its way through the House as well. A University of South Florida medical school administrator now out of a job after claiming that he rebranded programs as a way to get around DEI restrictions. Dr. Haywood Brown was an associate vice president with the University of South Florida Health when he made these comments at a conference in Virginia last month.
We have a council that's dedicated to it. Isn't that slippery?
Brown, a former department chair at Duke University, also took swipes at White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller and Florida Surgeon General Joseph Latipo. The spokesman for the governor's office says Governor DeSantis took immediate action and Brown is now not welcome in the Florida University system. Well, an update on the brush fire in Santa Rosa County. They report that all roadways are now reopened after that brush fire up by Jay. It's about 60% contained, affecting 160 acres. Fire crews were able to respond quickly, preventing damage to properties. Authorities have lifted the evacuation orders. The cause of that fire is still under investigation. It's 8:35. Our next it's 8:35. Let's get an update on our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. We're rolling good on I-10, I-110, not seeing any delays. Even 98 and Highway 90 going through Pace to Pensacola and vice versa. They're looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
Showers come to an end pretty quickly as you go through the morning hours with some sunshine by the afternoon, high near 65 degrees. Overnight tonight, we will have temperatures dropping into the 30s and 40s. Going into Friday, nice sunny weather with a high near 63. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 53 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Well, thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, 60 and sunny across the area. Your money now. Taking a look at our markets here at the opening bell. Stocks appear to be falling today. The Dow is down 175.17 at 41,789. S&P down 21 points at 56.53. The NASDAQ down 61.5 points at 17,689 this morning. 10-year bond rate down a bit, 4.185% today. Gold price is down $2 at $3,039.20. Silver price is down 36 cents, $33.84. And crypto down as well. Bitcoin's down 21.26 at $85,342. Ethereum's down 42.23 at $19.89. Solana's down 2.46. Dogecoin not changed. It's holding at 17 cents. XRP unchanged at 250 right now. Music executive Eugene Henley Jr., known as Big U, is behind bars now in suspicion of running a mafia-like organization. He posted on social media yesterday.
It's going to probably be my last video. I'm going to go turn myself in to see what's going on.
The 58-year-old music executive was arrested by federal authorities. Henley's accused of forming connections with the Crips Street Gang and running a criminal enterprise. He's accused of racketeering, criminal extortion, human trafficking, fraud, and the murder of an aspiring rapper in 2021. The Federal Reserve holding interest rates steady despite some signs the economy could potentially be slowing down.
The economy is strong overall and has made significant progress toward our goals over the past 2 years. Labor market conditions are solid and inflation has moved closer to our 2% longer run goal.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell, he says they're focusing on achieving maximum employment and stable prices. And a federal appeals court ruling, art created entirely by AI cannot be copyrighted. This week's ruling says there has to be an initial human authorship in order for a copyright to be issued. It's 8:37, your next news at 9. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
So whenever you think about the kind of complex systems inside your home, like the air conditioning, the plumbing, the electrical, the heating, these aren't necessarily all interconnected. I mean, some of them are, but they are all similar in the sense that they require a kind of expertise and technical capacity that, you know, is just a little bit different. Well, that's why Peden takes care of all of that stuff. For 55 years, they have been helping people solve the problems inside their homes, you, when it comes to air conditioning, heating, electrical, or plumbing. And they have done so well that they have been expanding this whole time, you know, from Panama City to Pensacola to Tallahassee to Baldwin County to actually Mobile. So everywhere along the Gulf Coast, Peden can take care of you. Professional people show up, do professional installation with outstanding high-quality products, and stand by it 100% with a satisfaction guarantee. And right now, for the month of March, they've got $1,000 off what they call mini-split air conditioning systems to kind of cool down a particular room. So for March Madness, they have mini-splits for $1,000 off. That'll cool down your garage, your sunroom, your workshop. Find out more at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss. Tomorrow at 9, with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew this morning. Yeah, it's weird. Earlier, it was about 60 to 61 degrees in the area. Now, Pensacola is 57, Milton's 56, and Gulf Breeze is now 58.
Hey, we're going the wrong way, Bobby. Going the wrong way.
But don't worry. Next couple of hours, it's going to start turning around and headed the other way.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, no problem right there. Give you a heads up here. We've got the Gulf Breeze Arts Festival. We were just talking about Lisa Newell. She mentioned the Gulf Breeze Arts Festival coming up this Saturday and Sunday, the 22nd and 23rd. So be sure to check that out. Also, coming up next hour, we've got Pep Talk, and Ballet Pensacola is going to be in talking about their newest show, Don Quixote, which I've been wanting to see that. I've actually heard the ballet of Don Quixote is really good. And I hear, I mean, it's a good story. I remember reading Don Quixote when I was younger. And so, you know, the Man of La Mancha and all that stuff. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with Ballet Pensacola on Pep Talk later today. All right, so we've got our frivolous topic of the day. I figure today is the first day of the NCAA bracket tournament. Which, by the way, all of those games, all those NCAA games are on our sister station the whole time. ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM, 99.1 FM. So you want to check out the games. I think they begin at noon today. You can check those out on our sister station. Also, our sister station has a ESPN Pensacola Perfect Bracket Challenge presented by Batteries Plus, where you could win $100,000 if you get a perfect bracket. And even if you don't get a perfect bracket, if you have the best bracket in our listening area, you can win dinner for two at Jackson Steakhouse. So you've got until 11 o'clock to go to ESPNPensacola.com to register to try to get on that.
Meg's mouth just dropped. But, Meg, I hate to tell you, we are not eligible. So my perfect bracket that I have for bragging rights.
Oh, you have the perfect bracket?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I just can't
you
win.
You have it.
Right, we can't win the 100,000. No, okay.
Yeah.
Fine.
Sorry. Can't win the 100,000. Meg.
Okay.
But you could try to become the best guesser and just brag that you're the best guesser.
Well, hey, Georgia Bulldogs are in it for the first time since 2015. Yeah. They play today Gonzaga at 3:30 Central Time.
And I've got Gonzaga beating them. So, just saying.
I know. But I'm excited
so
we're in it.
Here's the frivolous topic. What other kind of bracket would you like to see for Pensacola? Like, if we're going to put together a bracket, what's a bracket you would like to see? Like, what's the best burger in Pensacola? What's the best pizza in Pensacola? Like, what's a bracket you would like to see? So think about that. Text it in, 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Meg, John, and I will be thinking about it as well. In the meantime, let me tell you about this story. Escambia County sees record number of visitors for tourists last year. And spring break has already started this year, and it's already starting to look like we might be up even from last year. Last year's tourism accounted for more than $2 billion in economic impact, $65 million in local taxes, and accounted for 18,000 jobs, which is about one job for every 37 visitors. So kind of a cool thing there. While you're texting in, what is the bracket you would like to see? As far as, we got the bracket for the games. What's a bracket you'd like to see for Pensacola? Go ahead and text it in, 850-437-1620. One more story, and we'll get to those. Troopers law passed the Senate unanimously in the state of Florida and is expected to pass the House the same way. The sponsor is our Senator Don Gates from this area. And so what's a bill where both Republicans and Democrats unanimously 100% are like, yes, pass that sucker. Trooper's law. Trooper's law is it would make it a third degree felony if you abandon your dog during a natural disaster while you restrained it. So in other words, you tie your dog up, leash him up or whatever, and then you leave town. And this is called Trooper's Law because of last year during the Hurricane Milton that hit Florida. A 5-year-old bulldog terrier was abandoned and tied up along the interstate near Tampa. And the footage went viral of the water rising and rising and rising. This dog can't get away. He doesn't even have a chance to swim or nothing. Luckily, he was saved by a Florida Highway Patrolman. But to make sure that this doesn't happen again, or make sure if somebody does do this again, there'll be great penalties involved. Third-degree felony if you do that. Pass the Senate unanimously, and it's expected to pass the House unanimously as well, understandably. Let's go ahead and get to our frivolous topic of the day. We're going to do traffic on the fives first, then we'll read your text about the best bracket that you think should be good for Pensacola area.
That's right. Brought to you by ECUA Bulkway Services. Now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. You can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Still rolling accident-free. Good news on that. Not seeing any delays on I-10, I-110. Just a minor one if you're on Highway 29 going northbound right around the 9-mile intersection. That's just congestion delays right there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right. So today's the big March Madness bracket stuff, the NCAA tournament. What's a bracket you would like to see in, like, for the Pensacola area? Let's start with Meg.
Well, I was sitting here pondering this question.
And the brain was just rolling. I could see it. She was like,
So I think, what's my favorite thing in Pensacola? The beach. But where do you go to the beach? What's your spot? Is it Sanders Beach? Is it Pensacola Beach? Is it Navarre Beach? Yeah. Is it what would be number one on your
having a perfect bracket or having a perfect, not a perfect bracket, but having a bracket for the best beach in the Pensacola area?
Yeah,
I think would be
spot.
Really cool.
The best spot.
Best spot on the beach.
Like not just the beach, but now once you get to Pensacola, like if you go to Gulf Islands National Seashore, then you have to say where exactly.
Yeah, no. Exactly. Because I have
mine is going
to
be
I've
dumb
had this debate with some of my friends.
Yeah, because I love the Gulf Islands National Seashore. I love the Gulf Islands National Seashore. But one of my favorite spots is about half when you go east, about halfway between Portofino and Navarre. There's a little one more. There's like a little tourist area that you can go, and just to the east of that, no one is ever there. It's absolutely gorgeous, white sand.
So you're like
water.
Me. Beautiful. Because I talk to people and I tell them my favorite spot is on Johnson Beach about halfway down because no one's there.
Right.
And it's peaceful. And I get in arguments with friends all the time because they're like, oh, that's terrible. I'm like, why is that terrible? They go, because there's nobody there. And I'm like, oh, my gosh.
No, that's the whole point.
For me, you're like me. I'm like, I want to have the beach to myself, you know. And others are like, no, I got to be around other people if I'm going to the beach. That's the beach experience is people are playing and they're doing. And I'm like, no, they're in my way.
Well, if that's the case, then your spot would be right by the pier at the Gulfside Pavilion.
Yes,
right under
exactly.
Because that's where it's crowded.
Right. But it'd be cool to have a bracket that does that, though, where we all get to vote and see which one, you know, everybody chooses and stuff.
Okay.
So you have all these different spots.
Yeah.
You create a bracket and everybody gets to vote and then the next one goes to the next tier and it goes on. That'd be pretty cool. That's a good bracket. John, what's a bracket you'd like to see?
Mine is just nothing. That's why he makes me go first. It's because I'm hungry. The steaks. I want a top bracket of steaks.
Ooh.
And I'd like for them to all steaks. To compete and bring them to me and I can do that. See, I told you mine was going to be lame compared to the beach.
No, I don't know. Steak is pretty good. I kind of like that.
I think steaks is pretty good. Because I've always liked, I actually did this in a different market. We actually did a burger bracket where we try to figure out what's the favorite burger in the area. And you compare, you know, this place against this place against this place. And then people voted and then it advanced and everything like that. I like food ones. I like that a lot, especially for local areas. And try to get rid, I mean, you can't get rid of franchises, because hey, a lot of franchises now are owned locally anyway, so you're still supporting local. So you don't necessarily want to, but it's nice to be able to do that, especially when you get local owned restaurants involved with something like, say, steaks or pizza or whatever it might be. So that's kind of cool. Here's some other texts rolling in. Best Bell Bondsman. That would be a little controversial. That's a good one, though. Which area has the best Dollar General? Actually, that's pretty good.
That one's good.
Because you go to some Dollar Generals and you're like, you just walk in and you walk right back out.
Yep.
then other ones you don't mind. Yeah, here's a text for you, Meg. Next time you go out there, Meg, there's not going to be any room for you. You just let your secret out.
You did. And I was true. Just like, oh, now true. I know where to find her.
Yep, that's right. Here's another good one. Garden centers, like where you can get the best and unusual plants. So that's thinking on a box right there for a best brat. So there you go. Thank you for the... Right here on Pensacola Morning News. I'm Bobby Rossi on News Radio 93. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, a new watch that tracks your steps, tracks your heart rate, but also has another little feature that I think some people might be interested in. That's next right here on News Radio 93. Informative, local, dependable.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Guys, ever had a bad experience in the bedroom that totally threw you off? It messes with your head, your confidence, and suddenly it's all you can think about. Next thing you know, you're avoiding trying altogether because the fear of failure is just too much. That's where Wave Men's Health comes in. Their providers have been helping men overcome ED and providing hope even when the pills and other treatments have failed. Their proven personalized treatments have some of the highest success rates out there. No awkwardness, no judgment, just real results that bring back your confidence and that connection. It's important to get your ED treated quickly so that it doesn't get harder to treat down the road. Wave Men's Health has treatments that online pharmacies only dream about. Tonight is your night for intimacy and connection. Call Wave Men's Health today at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Your consultation is discreet and could be the start of something incredible. 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. And let's make tonight unforgettable. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Jamie Petronis is a Republican Florida congressional candidate and the Florida's chief financial officer, and he joins me now. Donald Trump has endorsed you. He says Jimmy Petronis has done a tremendous job as CFO. Petronis has my complete and total endorsement. Run, Jimmy, run, he said.
That's my plan. Look, I'm born and raised in the Panhandle. I love this part of the state. But we've got an open border policy that's got to be closed. We will close that. We have got to restore our confidence in our military and give them the support that they deserve. We will do that with the Trump administration.
He said, run, Jimmy, run, and you said, yes, sir. We'll see how it all plays out.
It's been a wild ride these past few weeks. I've met so many great people, and with your support, I'll be the voice in Washington fighting for you, putting America first every single day. The president can count on me, and so can you. I'm Jimmy Petronis, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. I'd be honored to have your support on April 1st. Paid for by friends of Jimmy Petronis, Inc.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I want to bring up some of these. Best tacos in the Pensacola area. I do like that as well. That would be good. Especially with food truck tacos and stuff now. There's a lot of options for taco stuff. Best outdoor activity in the area. Oh, yes. That's a good one, too. How about a bracket of our local politicians if they were to fight in a boxing match or an MMA?
Head-to-head. Wow.
Yes, that's good. And I apologize if you didn't understand what I'm talking about with best bracket. I appreciate this text. It says, you know, some people are not sports fans. Might be a good idea to explain what a bracket is. So the bracket is You've got multiple different, say restaurants. This makes it easy. So you got a bunch of restaurants, and you just say, and you've got two restaurants competing against each other on one bracket, and then the winner advances to the next level, and then you have tiers, and so each one until eventually you get down to the final two, and then the final one. That's the bracket idea. So that was the concept. All right, a new watch is out. I'll tell you about it after Traffic on the Fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. It looks like I-10, I-110, 98, and Highway 90 are all looking good this morning. I'm not seeing any delays. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
You want a watch that will track your steps?
Yes.
And monitor your heart rate?
Well, yes.
I mean, we're trying to be healthy, John, in our old age.
We are.
We got to walk. My doctor even says, Bobby, you got to start doing more walking. You're sitting at the computer and at the microphone way too long. You got to get some walking going. Get your blood pressure's getting too high. Your diabetes is getting this and that, and you got to walk.
Do we go to the same doctor?
So what do I got to do, Doc? He says, go get a heart rate monitor of some sort so you can monitor your heart rate and you can monitor your steps, and you get like 5,000 to 10,000 steps a day. All right, sounds good. So to hook me up with this brand new company, Atari, sorry, not a brand new company. They've been around for a little bit. Atari is now selling a smartwatch that tracks your steps.
Right.
Tracks how many calories you burn.
Pretty smart.
Monitors your heart rate. And it happens to have video games on there too, like Centipede and Pong and Super Breakout and Missile Command.
Oh, yeah. Just the Pong.
Things like that.
Meg, go ahead. Just say
boys. Doesn't that defeat the purpose to have the Pong game? Then you're going to sit there and not walk.
Don't say anything,
Meg,
okay?
Yes.
This is the argument we're making to our partners. It's like, I need this watch for my health.
Oh, my gosh. Women, don't listen to them.
This is the excuse.
Please.
If I play Space Invaders on my watch.
If you could see how high my eyes are rolling right now.
If I happen to be playing Space Invaders on the watch.
I can't help it. Missile Command. I'm trying to, you know, make sure the U.S. wins every time. You know, Missile Command.
Exactly.
Brackets and Ataris. What does the world come to?
Yes. Atari watches.
Oh, goodness.
Wow.
A couple little factoids here for you. Nintendo named Mario, you know, the Mario character, named Mario after the landlord of their first warehouse, Mario Segale. It was a way to get an extension on paying rent.
So the name is famous the world over.
The world over they were hurting a little bit financially. Like, hey, dude, I'll tell you what. We'll name a video game character after you. And then that video game character's got movies and all kinds of other stuff now. Chicago is named the Windy City. But the actual windiest place in America is Dodge City, Kansas. It has an average speed of 13.9 miles per hour. Like, average wind speed. Like, it's just constantly windy there. So that sounds horrible.
Interesting. Interesting, because yeah, when I right. lived in South Florida, we had that sea breeze constant.
Is that the same Dodge
That's
City
true.
Where you they have the gunfights?
Is that Dodge City or is that... That's not Dodge City, is it?
What am I thinking of? In the Westerns?
Yeah,
isn't
it's
it
a
Dodge
Western.
City?
It might be because Wyatt Earp went down to Tombstone after he might have been Dodge City.
See?
Yeah, you might have. Right.
The ghost
I think
of Christmas
Dorothy
past.
From, I think Dorothy from Wizard of Oz, isn't she? She's from Kansas.
Yes.
Right? She's from Dodge City.
I don't think it was Dodge
so
City, though.
Could have been.
Doesn't look like Kansas anymore.
But it was windy, wasn't it?
It was. Look at that.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of windy.
Michael Bolton, before he was famous, he auditioned to replace Ozzy Osbourne in Black Sabbath. That would have been interesting.
That would have been play your clarinet.
Almost has the hair.
Some useless facts to get you started for Pep Talk next right here on the show.